we just have to speak about a few things on the daf here. So it begins with the first Tosis on the Mishneh Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So we've already spoken about some of the issues. I just want to finish that up and then we'll move on. So we already discussed Tosis, Daf and Kalos. This is Hagos Mamunios and some others, Shema Yisalev. We also noted that in that regard, if we're talking about Nashim, we have to figure out what it is about Nashim that is problematic. And obviously, Avadim, or Hukshul and Nashim, La La Mi'isha, in terms of their level of obligation in mitzvos, becomes a good test case. Obviously, Shemi Yisalef is not a problem. As far as other things, we'll have to see. So, but I should just, in terms of the facts about Avadim, I didn't mention them yesterday, but it's very quickly. Avadim, of course, are included in the list of the Mishnah in Zvachim. By the Mishnah in Zvachim, Ramad Aleph Amadei, is the same one that includes Nashim. Kalapsum Sheshachat Shchitasan Ksheira, Shashchita Ksheira Bezarim, the Nashim, Ubavadim. The question is, what are the Avadim referred to in Zvachim? There are two types of Avadim, right? Avadim, current Avadim, or Avadim Meshuchrarim. So there's a very famous, the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that Avadim means Lefnei Shechrar. And that, you know, just like Nashim work, so too Avadim work. That's a simple reason, simple interpretation. That's the view of most of the poskim. The exception is the Tur. The Tur, when he quotes Avadim in Siman Aleph, says Avadim Mishuchrarim. And that's very controversial. All the poskim ask against the Tur, beginning with the Beis Yosef, you know, what's going on here? Why Avadim Mishuchrarim? And their question is a dual question. Right? Number one, what's wrong with Avadim themselves? After all, they do, they are treated as Yisraelim in some regards. That's one question. Second question, of course, is if it's Avadim Meshuchrarim, then why is it necessary for the Mishnah and then later on for the Tur, for the Poskim? Why is it even important to mention that? Aren't Avadim Meshuchrarim Yisraelim Gemurim like Geirim Lekol Davar? So this is a dual question that was asked against the Tur. So let's just assess each one separately for the moment. Why not a regular Eved? So the Shach here in Yoredeya Siman Aleph says, "Hatur kasav avadim u'mishukrarim, v'nirali levar daito, t'savar d'stam avadim yeshlem kol amidos haros, yoser min arekim, wow, v'pochazim, k'darminim v'shas v'kamaduchti, v'einan b'cheskes kashros, v'alkein pirusha masnisin sheviu, Atosis Vaharash, Avadim, Shochtim, Lechatkila, Hainu Bimishukrarim. Imloke, Nakmisha, Mol Vitavo, Ein Lahamino Alashkita, Eleba Makir Mosa Shuhukasha. So this is, but then he notes that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the word Mishukrarim, the Mechaber Shehishmit Tevet Mishukrarim, Azalatame, Shakasu Beis Yosef, Kasha, Ma'ir Mishukrarim, Afilo Ein Mishukrarim, Nami. So basically, the Shach is suggesting that this is all connected to Nemanus. Now, this is, again, aside from the social statement, which, you know, is just historically interesting, you know, they have a very negative view of Avadim Meshuchrarim, okay. But, of course, what's interesting about it in light of what we already alluded to yesterday, which is that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael may be connected to a Nemanus issue. So, similarly, the Shach is explaining that the Tur's problem with Avadim is a problem of Nemanus. What's interesting about both of these perspectives is if there's a problem with the Gabra in terms of his Nemanus to be made about his own Shchita, is that a separate problem and a good reason, maybe policy-wise, not to have this individual as a Shochet, because lest he be Shochet Beino Levein Atzmo, you can't believe him? Or is there some sense that it's bigger than that, and that Gabra She'eino Neman is, you know, pasul l'shchita, per se. Okay, this comes up, it'll come up in the Mumar sugyas as well. This is an issue that's going to be very important. It comes up a little bit in Cher Shanta V'Katan. Of course, we know there Gadol Omid Al-Gabav works. But question, why Gadol Omid Al-Gabav works? So the question is, if the Shach says this is a problem of Nemanus, So it may just be a model for other things. Either way, according to the Shach, you might say that it's garua me'isha. Even according to Elkhazar Yisrael, certainly it is garua me'isha according to the Tur. Right. I think there's another possibility, and that is that it's not connected to nemanus necessarily. Again, nemanus is a question of, it's not an objective question in this case. It's more a question of, midos, ra'os, and so on. But in light of the discussion of Reb Chaim that I mentioned, I alluded to yesterday, Reb Chaim Dochas Yisrael Bia discusses the question in general whether Avodim have a tzad goy, and they're lacking in Kedushas Yisrael. We say they only have a key of mitzvah seishas man grama, but are they lacking Kedushas Yisrael b'miktas? Do they have a tzad goy or not? This is a big issue that comes up in a number of places. It's very important for issues of Eidos, for example, whether Avadim are Nemanim as Eidim or not, and if not, based on Lola Meisha or based on Goy. The Rambam has different views on this. Anyways, Reb Chaim speaks about it in a different context. He speaks about it in terms of the requirement of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos when an Eved ultimately decides to join Klal Yisrael upon Shichror. So at that point, there seems to be a separate requirement or additional requirement of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. Is that Drabbanan, Daraisa? What's that based on? So Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yisrael Bia discusses the problem whether or not this is really an additional element of Kedushas Yisrael that was lacking at the time that he was an Eved. The Rav similarly spoke about this issue in another context. The Rav was always convinced, notwithstanding Tosas and Gittin Daf Mem, Tosas Gittin Daf Mem says that according to the Chachmi Ashkenaz, that Nashim can make a bracha on Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, the Chachmi Sfarad, like the Rambam, I think that you can. So, Huadin Legabe Avadim. Avadim also, since they're obligated in Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, since they're only Pturos in Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, but they're obligated in other mitzvahs, they can make a bracha when they decide to involve themselves in mitzvah say shazman grama. So the Rav always thought that wasn't such a davar pashut at all, because one might say that the mitzvahs chi of mitzvahs of nashim, this the Rav was very strong about, has nothing whatsoever to do with with a downgraded kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael of a man and a woman are totally equal. The only thing is that there's a special halacha of mitzvah seishas man grama nashim p'turos, maybe for practical reasons, or it's gzeiras hakasuv, whatever the case may be. And therefore, it's understandable if you believe that you can make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah or on a maisa mitzvah. So nashim should make a bracha, and that's the view of Chachmei Ashkenaz. But when it comes to avadim, even though it's based on hekesh, lola miisha, that's only in the result. But the foundation for the p'tur is insufficient Kedushas Yisrael. The point is, in light of the discussion, that either there might be still a tzad goy in an eved, or, if you don't want to say it that sharply, which is what Reb Chaim discusses in Yisrael Bia, but at least there is not a full Kedushas Yisrael, you might say that avadim really are inferior, and in that respect, maybe there's really a problem with Shechita, a bigger problem. Of course, there's the other side of the coin as well. Let me just finish this thought for a moment. And that is the other question against the Torah. And that is, what's the Chiddush of Avadim Shukrarim? Avadim Shukrarim are Yisraelim, the Kol Davar. So that's the other question that they ask. That's a question that Taz asks. The Torah calls of Avadim Shukrarim, the Tema Beis Yosef, quotes the Beis Yosef, Hom Shukrar Uki Yisrael Gamor. Belinira, Afabi Shahu Meshukhar, this is the Taz speaking, Afabi Shahu Meshukhar, Enoki Yisrael Gamor Mitzara Svara, Shekin Matinu Bemedrash, Yalkut, Parshas Achrei Mos, the Socham Larabos Nashim Vavada Meshukhorim, Harila Fanecha David Meshukhar, Tzorach Ribuya, Kamo Isha, Imkain Af Bemishna, the Khashiv Khan, Nashim Vavadim, Esham the Meshukhorim Kamairi, the Yumad Sasim and Amafurish Bemakom Acher. And then some of the other mefarshim on the side, start to speak about this question as well. But basically, the Taz is saying, Avodim Shakrarim, we see here and there the need for an extra Riboy, even though he has a Kedushas Yisrael, his past as an Ebed makes his status, his stature, more problematic. Chris, Akiva had a question, yeah.
On the Rav's point, was Rav saying that Avodim, that the that the Olam Yishai gives that creates the deficiency in Kedushas Yisrael, or that it creates a Chi of Mitzos in the first place? In other words, they don't
I would say that I don't know. I hear what you're asking. I'm not sure. I won't speak in the name of the Rav on this. For the way I understand it, the chiddush is that there's a chiyuv mitzvos,
so it's
not that there's a p'tur.
Whereas noshim have full kedushas Yisrael and the gzeirah shel creates a and the mitzvah session ring was a p'tur. Here it's they have nothing and it creates a chiyuv.
Right. I don't think you have to say it that way, but I think that would be consistent with this distinction. Okay. Now, what exactly is the does the Taz have in mind? Right. That he doesn't tell us fully.
In the Shach, when the Shach says that Avodim have bad midos, is that necessarily not distinct from the Nemanus issue? Can't that be a separate issue with Avodim?
Well, he says it in terms of Nemanus. I mean, he says, nearly Levar Daita, the Savali, the Stam Avodim Yeshem, Kolam Midos Haros, Yosem, and Harekim. Right? The Einan Becheskas Kashrus, Valkein Pirshem Asnisen, that's been Mishukor. He says they don't have Becheskas Kashrus.
So
Alkane
was saying.
Yeah. So I think one could have said that it has to do with something else, and that is the second part, and that is the question of the Rav's idea, which we're going to explore more fully in a minute, and that is. That maybe to be a shochet, the status of shochet is itself a kind of a minui. And if it's a minui, so maybe the problem is Eved Meshuchrar being a mamuna. Again, we do find here and there, that a ger tzedek or an Eved Meshuchrar requires an extra riboy. Now, usually we find that in contexts that have to do with the historical experience of Klal Yisrael, right? Just like there's a discussion regarding Bikurim and other such things, whether you say, we can say Abosecha, or Aboseinu. Generally, we paskin that you can. The person who joins Klal Yisrael becomes a full member and joins up with their past as well as with their present. Again, I said in the past, I also like the comment that Yosef Engel has about Gershon is Geir to Katan Shinola Dami, that is a person who was always destined, to be a Ger. And in that sense, not only does Klal Yisrael's past become his own past legally, but in a sense, it always was meant to be. I like that idea. I don't think you have to say it. I think it's a powerful idea to say without that you join a past as well as a present and a future. But I happen to like that idea a lot. The point is that you still may need a riboy if more practically the experience is, one of memory. So, in terms of Megillah and other such things, we find this idea and this requirement. But the other context in which we find that a ger or an Eved Meshuchrar ger, even more so, may be deficient, in addition to historical things, have to do, and maybe the historical things have to do with that in some cases too, are issues of minui. Yeah.
To become shotrim?
To become a dayan, not shotrim, but shoftim, to become a dayan, to be done Yisrael acher, that's a big issue, and I don't want to go through the sugyas right now, but there are different views in the Rishonim, depending on how you read the Gemaras, in Sanhedrin. But ger to be done, chavero ger, is one thing to be done Yisrael, to be mechalik between Dine Mamanus and Dine Nefashos, precisely because some of these issues are issues of minui. At the same time, again, not to get not to lose perspective, there's also a big discussion in the Mefarshim about Shmaya Vavtalion and other famous Gerim who are members of Bezin Hagadol. So it depends what kind of context of Hora and manhigos as well, but we do find that there are some limits on issues of minui and srara, malchus of course being one of them, etc. So is it possible that Sorry?
Also by Galen, how much you want to Zerum.
That's because, all right, that's because of Yuchsin issues. But right, right. That's another area in which Gerim are different. Again, it has to do with Yichus.
That's where the short-term issue comes up in the end of Kedushin, where they can be appointed.
Right, so the Gemara in the end of Kedushin has this, speaks about, you know, being head of the town, all sorts of cases of Srara. The Gemara is there in the Ayin Ches or so. In Kedushin. So that's really what it comes up, where it comes up. And the question is, what is Manhigus and Sraros, which has this built-in limitation? So is it possible that the problem of even Eved Meshuchrar may be that issue? Of course, we don't find that Ger has any limitations when it comes to Shechita. There might be a difference between Eved Meshuchrar and Ger as well, but not for now. Either way, that's something to... something to think about, and if indeed we're comparing avadim, real avadim, or avadim mishukrarim to nashim, then the point is that it depends what the nature of the chisaron is, and if it has to do with kedushas Yisrael or tzad goy or lack of nemanus because of midas raos. Obviously, in all those things, avadim are inferior to Nashin. If it has to do with the physical Shema Yisalev, then they are superior. If it has to do with Minu Yen Srara, so then it's an interesting equation, because as we know, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, says that Melech V'lo Malka isn't, this is the Chiddush of the Rambam, isn't just limited to Malchus. It also does apply to other cases of Srara. You know, the Rambam thinks that the Gemara in Kedushin applies to the issue of Nashim and Melech Fala Malka as well. Other Rishonim don't have this particular formulation. The question in the poskim is whether the Rambam Shita is the Shita Siachid or the Rambam Shita is the prevailing Shita. And there are a lot of Nafkamina, a lot of some of the contemporary issues, women serving as presidents of this or that, have to do with this issue. Again, they have to do with other things too. But is the Rambam Shita unique, unusual, or is it really the mainstream Shita? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about a woman serving as a mashgiach in Kashrus, where he discusses this issue. And he assumes that being a mashgiach, I mean, really, again, in all these cases, two issues. Number one is, what is Srara and Minui? Any kind of appointment, obviously not. It has to be something of significance. How do we define that? That's one issue. And then the second question is whether or not we accept Shitas HaRambam or not. So he assumed that when it comes to Hashgacha, like Kashas Hashgacha, not being a Mashgiach Ruchan again, different matter, Hashgacha of Kashas, that would be considered a kind of Minu Yisrara, and therefore one should L'chatkila not appoint a woman to such a task. That was the Psak of Moshe Feinstein. However, he says, b'di'eved, you could rely on the fact that the other Rishonim don't necessarily accept Shitas HaRambam, that Melech Fala Malka applies to other Minuyim and Sraros. That's interesting. One could have argued, we always accept the Rambam. The question is, as being a Mashgiach and Kashrus, which is a job, with I think it's limited power, one would think, and limited public stature, one would think. I mean, if anybody wants to go into that field, so this Igros Moshe is really an inspiring statement about how important it is. It is important either way. Practically, it's very important. So anybody wants to go into the field is doing a good thing anyway. But whether we view this as manhigos is really my question. That it's important to make sure that Klal Yisrael eat kosher. We know that because if there are mistakes, like there are sometimes b'shogeg and sometimes b'nezid, so as they say on the radio, you'd have to undergo the ritual all over again. Anyways, the point is that if there is a din of manhigus and srara in Shechita, so then we would have a different perspective on the question of avadim per se, and even avadim, possibly even avadim shukarim. The question is, what would you do with gerim? The Rav also had a problem with the issue of gerim. He assumed that gerim would not be a problem of shechita, even though he liked this idea that the reason for the justification of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is really based on the idea of Srora. Again, he didn't apply to the tour on Eved Kanani, as far as I know, but just saying it would work in nicely. What are the rayas of this idea that there's a concept of minyan Srora, and that would be the exclusion, at least for Nashim? So the Rav thought it was based on the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, which talks about bedikas asakim as being something that requires a chacham. He thought that this implied already the role of, like, you know, the elite or the leadership of Klal Yisrael in the context of Shechita. And again, the Gemara here has a discussion. Okay, second. I don't know if I have the right exact up. Gemara here on Yitzayin Amud Beis has a discussion about Shechita. B'nai de'bedika sakim in HaTorah, shenemar shkatem bazeh v'achaltem. Shechita. Kivin dechinakav treifa boi b'dika. So the Gemara says, l'chacham kamrina. I have Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr l'hara sakim l'chacham l'pnei kvodo shal chacham, midrabanan ukras machta b'yalmo. So basically, what is this drabanan? If you look at the Rush in Simen Chav Dalid, right, the Rush points out that Ha'idna, says in a second, here. The Hashem Nog Mechol Golus Yisrael She'ema Minim Lekatzavim Umanim Anashim Yeduim Ala Shechita V'Ala Bedika V'Lahem Machu Chachamim V'Skvodam Kehen Zrizin U'Zahirin. That's the opposite of being, you know, Reikim and Pochazin. U'Mitoch Kach Nisbatel Bedika Sachacham Legamri Af Anam Ashochei Bebeso Af Kehen Anachon. This is the Russian Simon. What did I say it was? Chav Dalet. So that's a very strong statement. Again, this is clearly a Din D'Rabbanan. But what is the nature of this Din D'Rabbanan? The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, I told you if you had a chance to look at quickly, speaks about the question of being Mora Hora Shalom Fnei Rabo. And there the Gemara has one of the cases. You know, Sar Sakino, can you shecht without showing the... It sounds like showing the sakin to the chacham and getting his permission to be a shochet is part of horah shalom b'fnei rabba. Now, it could be that that's just common, it has something in common with that, namely it's in kvod rabbo. Or is the Gemara really saying that's a kind of horah? And basically, is the Rush saying that we really need a kind of midrabanan, they were mitakein, that a shochet needs a kind of a minui. They should be established as a gavra, neman, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama speaks a lot about, you know, the requirement of a chazaka of some sort, of being you know, chartered, essentially. The kach nogen shekolabai lishkot somkin. One second. Requirement kabbalah. Kol shochet afi shenatol kabbalah. The requirement of Kabbalah, is that just, again, kpeda to make sure, to ensure that, you know, the people who are doing the Shechita are trustworthy as well as competent, you know, physically competent in their malacha? Or did the Chachamim at a certain point transform the Shochet into a you know, community figure and give him a certain stature? A minui of Kabbalah linyan shechita. For example, the whole discussion whether or not if you don't have a Kabbalah b'di'eved, is it nevela? Is that just chashash? Or for example, if the tzibur makes a the Rav brought, wanted to bring a raya from the fact that, you know, according to those who say that if the community made a cherem that only certain shochet can be involved in shechita, or only people with a certain qualification. So if that results in also b'di'eved, anybody else's shechita being declared nevela, so what's that based on? So the Shach says that it's based on chashud. After all, if you don't listen to the community strictures regarding these halachos, so obviously you're not a very trustworthy and a very praiseworthy individual. We should worry that that we should worry that you have no nemanus, or it's a kind of a psul gabra, it makes you kind of a mumar or a chashud, and that's the problem. But the Rav thought that it was actually much more than that, and he really thought that maybe this is the idea of minui, and therefore if the tzibur, if the chachamim and the tzibur impose a certain conditions, then anybody else who practices without the minui is midrabanan is shechitas mufka. Nothing to do with nemanus or psul kashrut. It's just a halacha in the requirement itself. I think if these are chidushim, but I think it's an interesting perspective. And this is how also he explained the view of the Kolbo. The Kolbo is quoted also in the Beis Yosef and Siman Aleph. The question is whether or not, in the issue of Nashim, that some people said Nashim, again, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that Nashim, Hakol Shoktim Lechatchila Afil Nashim, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim Shein Laniach L'Nashim Lishchot, Shekvar Nagu Shelo Lishchot. V'chein Amigar Minag Shein Anashim Shochatos. The Ramah says that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is that women don't serve as shochtim or shochtos. So the Beis Yosef asked the question, Heichan Matzinu this halacha that lo ra'inu is a raya, because it's not nohug in Klal Yisrael doesn't mean that it's wrong. So that's the Shach quotes the Marik, it's a very famous Shach. The first shach in Yordea, Kein Kosova Ogur, that it's based on this idea of Minag Yisrael, Beis Yosef Hisigalav, Lora Inu Ein Araya, Vilafian Yazdaiti, Vadasa Ogur, Kamosha Kosov Marik, the Minag, Kai Gavna, have a Lora Inu Raya. When it comes to Halacha, Lora Inu is not a Raya, when it comes to Minag, that itself requires analysis, and when it comes to Minag, Lora Inu is a Raya. That's his view. Okay. But anyways, there are that's the Psaq of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Psaq of the Ramah, those are the explanations. But there are views in the Poskim, called Bo and others, that say that Nashim can be Shochtos La'atzma. So the Beis Yosef says, what's the difference? I mean, women's obligation to eat kosher meat is no different than men's. As we explained before, they have equal Kedushas Yisrael, no matter what the other differences are. Kedushas Yisrael is the same. So why should women be able to shecht for themselves and not for men? What would be the rationale behind such a shita? So the Beis Yosef answers Bedokak. He says that's not really what the Kolbo meant. What he meant to say is that they could b'di'eved, their shita works, afilu the atzman, even if there's no one else observing them. But the way the Rav understood it was that if indeed the problem of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is a problem of Minu Yisrara, it's Melech Velo Malka, and the idea is that Shechita was turned into this ritual, public, official position, so then maybe we understand very well. What we're saying is that if you have a group just of women, So then there's not a problem of srara, right? Surely there's no problem of a woman being a president of a woman's organization. So that's how the Rav understood this shita of the Kalba. But of course there is another possibility. And again, in light of this, so before we get to the possibility, just to reiterate, the Rav didn't say this, but I'm just saying it. In light of that, if you take this position, then the whole question of Eved per se and Eved Meshukrar perhaps could be the Tours issue, could be understood as well. Okay. There's another possibility, and that is this has to do with Nemanus. As we already noted, the Ran here on Sugya, right at the beginning of Chulin, rejects the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and then immediately says, however, what about the problem of Nemanus? So when he says, however, what about the problem of Nemanus, are we to understand, this question that we posed yesterday, he understands Hilchos Eretz Yisrael or doesn't understand Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, you know, in its own right. And now he's just raising a second question, which is, fine, now we've put Hilchos Eretz Yisrael to rest, but what about practically the problem of Nemanus? Is that what the Ran is dealing with? Or is the Ran saying, however, maybe Hilchos Eretz Yisrael has a point. After all, maybe it's based on the problem of Nemanus. And the Gemara Pesachim seems to say that Ketanim and Nashim are only Nemanos in Drabanans and not in Daraisas. Okay. Now the answer that he gives is that B'dikas Chametz is a special chashash, but in fact women are believed in matters of Isurim on Daraisas as well as Drabanan. That's his answer. But it's possible that what he was saying initially was that the problem here is a problem of Nemanus. And then it raises the question that I asked before, and that is, if there's a problem of Nemanus, just like the question I raised with regard to the Shach's reading of the Tor, so is that a separate, in other words, number one, you have a Shochet, then there's a question of the validity of the Shechita. And then there's a second question, and that is, if you don't want to always require external validation from some other source, so it would be a good idea to have a Shochet who is reliable. Or are we saying that part of the job, in a way, this could be Daraisa, but more likely Drabanan, is to have a Gavra who is Neman, who is Neman al Shechitasa. A Shochet she'en a Neman al Shechitasa, maybe that's a problem. So that we mentioned with the regard to the Shach. L'may nafkamina, in all these cases, what about Gadol min al Gabav? Let's say there is somebody observing. Does it matter or not? For Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, does it matter or not? So the interesting thing is, in the Hagos Yavitz of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden I mentioned yesterday, but not on the Gemara, but on the Rush, after he has the Hagos on the... I would never have seen it, frankly, but in the new Gemaras, they have it on the bottom of the Rush. So I saw it there, and then I saw it's actually in the back. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I guess, wrote Hagos on the Rush, too. So actually, his Hagos on the Rush are far more interesting, from what I could see, than his Hagos on the Gemara. I'm not sure why, but... Either way, his Hagos on the Rush say two things. Number one, they tell us that maybe the problem is a problem, I mentioned this yesterday, of Zar, or equivalent to Zar. We'll get back to that in just a minute. Read that inside. But the other possibility that he considers is maybe the problem of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, he says explicitly, is a problem of Nemanus. After all, he says, even with men you have a problem of Nemanus. And he brings all the questions as if they weren't already discussed in the Rishonim. He says, what about the fact that that it's Ischazak Isura? And Eidecha generally is not Neman, be Isurim, be Ischazak Isura. That's what the Gemara seems to say in Gemara Yevamos, right in the Isha Rabba, the Gemara beginning of Gittin. Sounds like Keneged Cheskas Isur, Eidecha is not Neman, be Isurim. So even for men there's a huge problem. So actually there are two lines in the Yavetz I think are interesting. Let's see if I can find it here. So I think one has to do again with Srara. He says, the solution to that problem may very well be, this is the idea of the Mordechai, that you have to appoint not just a run-of-the-mill Shochet, but somebody who has additional credibility in Nemanus. He has additional credibility in Nemanus, so then he'll be Neman, that's a Chiddush, but some Rishonim hold that way. Mordechai and Daf Tes quotes this, he'll be Neman, even Keneged, Ischazak Isura. And that's the problem with women. That's the Yavetz. Now, when he says that's the problem with women, he means it in a practical way. Namely, so what the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael meant was, you're not going to get out of that problem. But I think in light of the Rav's idea, one could say that that's part of the minui. Where's the anybody have this in the back?
Yeah,
Yeah, here it is. I found it. The one on the Rosh. Number one. Aval hocha ein chidush b'isha yosem b'ish nira b'ein eloi adanam aytama b'shita leikulahai v'iyu gufa kosav lahalon b'simen chavdalid v'afilo anoshim lo mehemne v'tzor chomer da'irish shememanim isha v'zarhu. He says, based on, number one, he says, based on the Rosh's point, that b'zmanenu we don't require b'dika sasakin al dechakam, but we do require that we're memana only special people. Right, so I use that to reinforce the Rav's idea of Minui and Sraru. So just in light of that, it's fascinating, and he's saying, maybe that's the problem of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, but not fundamentally, saying, well, what they're gonna, this special Minui is going to be for a woman? Bizarro. Bizarre here means bizarre, or strange. Not, she's a czar. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. But what I think one could say, in light of this, meaning if you really do want to invoke the Rosh in Siman Chaf Daled, that would, in light of the Rav's approach, one could say that this idea of Minui and Srara, which you need to overcome the Namanus problem or the Sakin Lechacham problem, and the Rav didn't go this far, but I think it just works, maybe it's stronger even than the way he said it, is the problem of Nashim. That's one point. But then later on he says, the Lina Nisha Nirli Dumya Dzar Bekodshim, this is Dzar, the Avagav de Shokhta the Chatkila, Hechad Aleka Kohen, Velo Tzarech La Dure Basre, Miu Bemokom Kohen, Lo Yishchit Le Chatkila. The Havet Pais Le Shchita. That's an interesting point. Hu Adin Isha, Fila Bechul and Mias Bemokom Ish, Hamum Chalishchot Lo Tishcha. Then he says, so that I want to get back to in a minute, Hakati Kashali, Daloma Hemdina Le Isha Bedikas Chametz, Alam Mishum Drabana, Avam Daraisa Le Mehemna. And it's not a problem with the Mishnah in Zvachim, etc. So again, very basically what he's saying is the problem, he has one view the problem could work into being a problem of Minui, or it's a problem of Nemanus, but if it's a problem of Nemanus, then Hilchos Eretz Yisrael would say that Begon Alom in Al Gabo, somebody else observing it, wouldn't be a problem. But what I'm suggesting is that maybe if you have somebody who's inherently not Naman, so maybe such a person can't be a Shochet. God Lomid Al Gaba maybe only works for Chayr Shota V'Katan, where it's more a competence problem than it is a credibility problem. Okay, so if that's the case, then perhaps one could explain the idea of Nashim. Now, of course, in order to explain this well, one would have to say that there's something unusual about Nashim. Now, the same, I think there could be several approaches. Yavetz's approach was there's a problem with men too. So if you need some sort of extraordinary minui, and you're unlikely to have that benashim, so then you have your problem. But it could be that we could explain it differently. We might explain, and this based on the Divrei Emes. I think the Rav used to quote the Divrei Emes for this as well. I mentioned yesterday, the Divrei Emes has this tshuva where he tries to marshal the evidence. Eidachanam bisurim, nashim namanos, or not. The view of most Rishonim is that Nashim Namanos Veidachanem Bisurim, even though they're Mufka Miedus, Eidus Lechud Venamanus Lechud, and of course, why shouldn't Nashim have Namanos? It's about honesty and being a good observer. The Sugya in Psachim, Da'on Omen Beis, which seems that their Namanos and B'dikas Chametz is only because it's Rabbanan. So again, you have to say what the Ran says here, which is said in different ways, by different Rishonim, but for our purposes, because Bittul works, because they don't see the Chametz in front of them, they have a different cleaning, attitude. Okay, that itself is really interesting. More of a practical attitude towards cleaning rather than a legal formal one. I once gave a shiur in somebody's house before Pesach, and the wife was kind of listening in the kitchen, I guess, And she's a very outspoken, smart person. She just came to me afterward and she said, "You men, you know, if there's chametz, you know, you pick it up and you throw it out, you know." And we were talking about, you know, the, you know, all the sfeikos in the Gemara Mitzachim Daf Tes. You know, you have, you know, a Bartolus, you know, with an achbar in his mouth, and, you know, and you find little crumbs, and you don't know if those are the only crumbs. She said, you know, if there are crumbs in the house, you have to. You have to check your house. What's wrong with you people? Anyways, the point is that it's a different mentality to, you know, to the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz. But, or there could be other explanations as well. But the point is that the Sugim Psachim, shiny, there, it's only because it's Drabanan. Okay, but that's because of the unusual circumstances of Bdikas Chametz. But in Achanami, the general view is, Noshim are Nemanos Bib. Be surim, of course. I mean, they're as honest as men, maybe more honest, and their powers of observation are at least as good as well. However, not all Rishonim agree with that. There are some Rishonim who seem to have the opinion that Divrei Emes finds more than I think that there really are, but meaning he's medayik in some, but definitely seems to be a view that the Sugyan Psachim is not an exception of Bedikas Chametz, and that Nashim Minat Torah are not Nemanos Bisurim. Why should that be? Obviously, if you view Nemanus Bisurim itself as a kind of Eidus. In other words, it's Eidus. The only thing is, the Kiddush of Isurim is Eid Echad, is Neman. In that sense, the Eid Echad B'Shvua, Eid Echad, Neman Bisurim would come a lot closer together. Eid Echad B'Shvua. It's interesting that, you know, the Rambam quotes the halacha of Eid Echad B'Shvua, so the Kesed Mishnah, and he says it has to be Ksherim. The Kesed Mishnah says actually there's no explicit makar for this, but it's obvious misvar. Okay. It just hit me, I didn't realize until I read that Kesed Mishnah once, that it's not explicit in the Gemara that way. You could say it's explicit in the Gemara in Shuas, it says, Kol makom sheshnayim mechayvon also momon Eid Echad mechayvo Shvua. But obviously the Kesem Mishnah didn't think you had to read it that way. Anyways, the Dafka requires Sherim. But everybody agrees that Echad B'Shvua requires Sherim. Echad B'Surim definitely doesn't exclude a Krovim, right? And so on. So, Nogeya, other Psulim, Le'edus, Minat Torah, who wouldn't work for Echad B'Shvua are effective in Echad B'Surim. So you might just explain that, you know, the definition of Negius or Kurva, who's the Baldavar, these are differences between a Din and Dine Mamanus, even in Shvua, as opposed to Isurim. Isurim is all Klal Yisrael's, it's about the Chefta, it's not about who it affects. So the Dinim of Negius and Kurva, or whatever the case may be. But basically, it's also a kind of Eidos. And therefore, anybody who's Mufka Me'edos, like Tanim and Nashim, Migzeres Kasov, in the case of Nashim, Amdushnei Nashim Bedin, so they're excluded from Eid Echad Neman Bisurim as well. That would be the other explanation. Whereas the normal view is Eid Echad B'Shvua is a din of Eidus, that's why you need Ksherin. Eid Echad Bisurim is a din of Nemanus, and that's why even Psulim are included. There's of course a middle view, and that is there are certain areas of Halacha where we say Komakom Shemina Torah Harekan Shnayim. That's at least we say that in Egla Rufa, Sota, and Misa Sabal. Question is whether we say it in Isurim in general. And there are Rishonim who hold a discussion of the Ritva and Nebuke Yosef in Yavamos that halacha of Komakom Shemina Torah Harekan Shnayim is limited to these cases. And then the question is whether it's limited only to Ksherin. There's a big discussion in the Rambam as well. Reb Chaim speaks about it, trying to figure out the different Rambams in different places, in Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos, Geirushim. That's, of course, the Perek of Misa Sabal. And whether it should be Mechalek between Egarufa, Sota, even within the three, and Misa Sabal. Obviously, what's going on there, if you're Mechalek between those three or the requirement of Ksherin, is what we're saying is that the din of Komakom Shemina Torah Harekan Shnayim, which by the way means the following. And Eid Echad establishes the facts in one of these cases. So unless there's an Eid Echad with him, right, The Vasachas, so he has the force of Shnayim vis-a-vis an Eidechad who will come later to be Makhish. Now, if you have two Eidechads who come together, the Vasachas, so then you just throw them both out of court. In a regular case, you have an Eidechad who says something and another Eidechad who comes later and is Makhish. So again, they cancel each other out. But we say, certainly these three areas, if not more, we say this rule of Kol Makom Shemina Torah Harei Kan Shnayim. We don't mean it has Shnayim vis-a-vis Shnayim. If two Edom will come, it will not be Hakasha. The two will always beat the one. But another one will lose to the established one. Now why that's so is not for us right now, but the point is that that may be Halacha in Eid Echad B'Surim B'Toras, or in certain cases, Egarufa B'Sabal, so that may be Halacha B'Toras Edus. And that's why it can become the equivalent of Shnayim, and maybe that's why you require Dafka Ksheir. The point is, just to sum up, there's considerable discussion about the status of Psulim in Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim. There are some Rishonim who hold that Psulim always work. There are Rishonim who hold that Psulim don't work for Dinim, like the Garufa, Sota, and Eid Echad Misabal, where we say that Eid Echad has the status of Shnayim Le'inyan Eid Echad Amachish, but Dafka there. And then there's a group of Rishonim, based on the Gemara Pesachim and Erevin and a few others, that think that Nashim are excluded even from regular Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim. The exclusion would always be based on, presumably, on the idea of Eidus, even in the area of Isurim. They just have to adjust the other dinim of Isurim to explain that they're not really Kishronos and Eidus per se. But like I said before, who's the Baldavar, what's at stake? But they're not dinim and Eidus itself. Whereas if we take the view that the Psulim are Ksherim in Isurim in general, then we're clearly speaking only about the category of Nemanis. If we take the view, just give you one other example. Within Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim, another place to draw the line, the Ravid and Psachim seems to say that Ischazik Isura is a factor. In other words, the Gemara in Yevamos and Gittin seem to say that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim is problematic when it's Ischazik Isura. Now, whether that holds Lamaskana is Machlokas HaRishonim. You have to look at the Rajba in Yevamos and Gittin and the Ramban and others. A huge Machlokas HaRishonim. And it's very relevant to our issue here on Shechita. Again, the Orzarua, right in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, and the Mordechai on Daf Tes, and this Yavetz that I'm referring to before, they all zero in on this problem because in Shechita it's Keneged Ischazik Isura, because Bechayeha it's Asur. That's the Gemara later on, first Perek. That's the problem. How can there be Nemanis? So the Ravid in Psachim seems to say that even if Eid Echad is Neman Keneged Ischazik Isura LaHalacha LaMaskana of some of those Gemaras, but it requires a Kosher, not a Pasul. Nashim would be excluded. So again, I think one might explain that if you think Ischazik Isura is Ma'akev, so then end of story. That it's not Eid Echad Neman B'Surim doesn't work. If you think Eid Echad Neman B'Surim applies even Keneged Ischazik Isura, so you could say because it's Ischazik Isura doesn't play any role here. And it's a din of Nemanus Mitzgila B'Yanso. And therefore there's no reason to be Mechalek between Ischazik Isura and not Ischazik Isura. The regular din of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim will apply. But it's possible that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim still applies to Ischazik Isura, but it works in a different way. Namely, now it works only on the basis of Eidus, no longer on the basis of Nemanis. So it still works, and it's still different than the requirements of Dini Amanis for the other reasons that we explained, but it will not work B'Toras Nemanis alone. And I would explain the view that Nashim work in Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Surim generally, but not connected to Ischazik Isura. What's so unique about Ischazik Isura? Again, we'll get to it when we get to it, but just superficially, number one, quantitatively, there's more to overcome. There's the impact of the Ischazik Isura. The burden of evidence becomes greater. It's all, and therefore that may require either a higher level Nemanus or maybe even Eidus, at least of the Isurim variety, but Eidus in the context of Isurim. Or it's possible to say that whenever you have Cheskas Isur, you need Eidos for another reason, not just to overcome that evidence or that burden of proof, but for a different reason. Rav Schechter likes to say this a lot, and that is that one could explain that the reason that Echa Neman B'Isurim, the reason that you can get away with Nemanos, is because in Isurim, in addition to the other things I mentioned before, who's the Baldavar, what's at stake, other such issues, basically what defines Isurim could be that the Eidos isn't about a Maisa, the Eidos is about what Rav Schechter likes to call Hakara, or Zehut, identifying an object. When you identify something, so that's not Eidos, for that Nemanos suffices. When you want to be made about an event, an important event, a transformation, a change that takes place, a legal change, that requires Eidos. Right. So then, the point may be that, as long as there's no Ischazik Isura, so basically, when I'm coming and say, I'm identifying, this book is Brown, this book is a Shas, it's Zundel Berman's Shas, I'm just, is that Eidos? It's a descriptive statement, it's nemanus, it's hakara. But if I say, you know, if it comes with a history, right, this used to be a tree, okay? It's not relevant to it being a shas right now. So I'm saying, let's say it was relevant. You know, until you can prove to me that this is no longer a tree, and that it's a gemara, you know, then you're not going to say Birkas HaTorah over its contents. Okay? That shiloh comes up now and then. So basically what I really have to establish then isn't that it's a Gemara, because it used to be a tree. So what I really have to be made is that the tree was turned into a Gemara. I don't have to say those words. I might just say it's a Gemara. It's Zundel Berman's Shas, right? No relation, right? So, or maybe to Benji, but we wouldn't know. Well, we will find out. So the point is, it doesn't matter the words I use. The question is the legal translation. We spoke a lot about, you know, the idea of Kabbalah Seidus last year when we learned Merubah. Right? There's the Haggadah Seidus, and there's the way that it's mitkabel and bez. How do bez and read the Eidus? Where do they classify it? Where do they file it? That was what we were trying to explain last year. So too, whenever this is Chazak Isura, when you have an Eidechot coming and being made, so you might say that implicitly, it's not just, you know, what he has to overcome as a separate factor and burden to prove. Basically, the Eidos is then Eidos alamaisa on the Shinui, not simply Eidos hakara zehus, identifying the Chetza. That's no longer Eidechot b'Isurim, that's no longer Amanus. For that you require Eidos. That's why perhaps it doesn't work at all in Ischazik Isura, or that may be the reason why in Ischazik Isura you require Eidos and not simply Nemanus. That also might be a Pesach to explain that different Ischazik Isuras might be different, just because Shechita comes in the background of Dechayehu, which is Isurim, maybe there are differences between Ischazik Isuras. That might be another way out of the problem to begin with, especially if you interpret in this way. But either way, my point is that if you take the view that Nashim are that we require, whether it's Keneged Ischazik Isura in Eidechot Neman B'Isurim, or in general Eidechot Neman B'Isurim, you require Eidos and not simply Nemanos, and therefore Nashim are excluded, so then that might be a basis to explain the whole Hilchos Eretz Yisrael issue. And then the question would be whether, you know, if somebody else is there providing the Nemanos, is that like Godel Omed Al Gabov in Katan? Or no, if you have a Gavra Sheino Neman, you know, that is a bigger issue, and that is a bigger problem. The issue comes up also, as I say, in the context of Katan, here in the Or Zeruah. And the Or Zeruah discusses the problem, which we should be getting to, not today, Thursday, a little more anyway, and that is, again, from the Pashas of the Mishnah, Keir Shatav Katan are excluded, certainly L'Katchila, and they're included in Gadol Omid Al Gaba. As Machlokas HaRishonim, whether their inclusion in Gadol Omid Al Gabav is the Chatchila or B'di'evet. And then there's a further discussion of the Rishonim. How excluded are Ketanim really? Meaning, Shemi Kalkalu. And what if you trained, you know, this Katan? Let's say the Katan isn't so Katan. and also he had a lot of training, halachic training and physical training. He's the best shochet in town. Okay, so what then? Both in terms of l'chadchila ba'omed al gaba, and even maybe b'li omed al gaba, if he has a good track record. Would it be okay or not? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Or Zeruah here has part of it. Second, if I can find it quickly. Yeah. So he says, Avokatan Mubka Muksak Vyodea La Aminis Yodav, Emaloli Boy Godaloman Al Gaba. So maybe he really, not only could he do it L'chatchila B'Omid Al Gaba, which is some Rishonim view anyway, maybe even B'Di'eved, maybe it would work, maybe L'chatchila, certainly B'Di'eved, even if there was no Omid Al Gaba, that would be a huge Kiddush. So the answer was, Afilo Hachi Ashkechon De Lo Aminu Chachamim L'katan, Ki'im B'Drabanan. But the Sugim Psachim says that he has no Namanus. So again, what are we saying here? That's why Omer al-Gabav works. Fine. Since he has no namanus, al-pidin, so maybe this would be the problem. So then he says, but again, it's parallel to our discussion. And then he says, one second, I can't read this. Hodar minin afidu b'dika, afidu b'katnusan, mishudu b'dayim livdok. Maybe this it's considered biyado, and we should be neman. And then he says, "V'kashali gadol sheshachad hechna minlo." Ha'amar esh parakam de gittin hechni eschazik yisurai neidachan neman. Ve'av agav darmina rov betzui neitzach shchita mumchen heim. Hani milikashin nimtzis behem ashkuta kahogen elish ein yadu an mumcha shachta imlav. Then zil basar ruba rov betzui neitzach shchita mumchen heim. Av makom shenasal basar lechav lapara beisach shchita hechma minlo. Says that can't be because the Gemara speaks about temple and other things. We don't say there that he's not worried, that we trust that he's not over on lif neighbor lesite mechshal. So he leaves it pretty much. I say the Mordechai later on, and that's the Behema Bechaya Cheskas Yisrael Medes. So the Mordechai also has this discussion. Mordechai has several possibilities. Second. Very important issues, obviously. Anybody know the siman number in the Mordechai? What is it? Tav kuf. Yeah. Bemechad bekaskasi. So tema. Eich ish echad neman al hashchita. Hamrinim perak yisha rabba. Eich dischazak yisori echad lamehemim. He quotes the name of the Reim. So his view is, number one, this is the name of the Reim, that Shechita requires somebody who has special nemanus. The way some Rishonim call it, the nemanus of neman alai kebet rei. Maybe a person in whom you invest, his nemanus isn't just a result of his general cheskas kashrus, he's a ploni almoni and we don't know anything against him, but he has a track record and a stature of cheskas kashrus. He says that could apply to men and to women. We suggested before that maybe that would be a function of the minui here, not just me the nemanos, and that might exclude the women. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, below pligi ele b'shar noshim she'enem in a row. While imol shrabi shmal modu, v'lochanami samchina b'shchita. U'bekoin ha-makri, v'betfilas nido, she'enem yodim ele mipi acherim. V'kulu samchina reidecho, klolu shol dover, kol shol b'chaskas yisur min ha-torah, ein katanemen v'l isho v'lo gadol, d'lo mehemen kibetre. And so on. That's one possible answer. Or, inami, mikoza dafkel pirish ra'im, that kol shol biyado, dover sh'ata biyado, Latakin, according to the factor of biyado that we speak of in Echad Nemisurin, means that at the moment at the zman of the namanos, it has to be biyadcha, a kind of a migu, since you could affect its status anyway. So we believe you. But if it's eno biyadcha, like the shochet, it's no longer biyado, because it's past. So the factor of biyado doesn't help you. It's ischazak isura. The only reason we can believe you if it's a kind of nehemen alai kebetre. Aval apir shabenu tam. The Pirish Masha Yakvar Biyado Lotzrichin Lekulahai. Rabbeinu Tam said that Biyado is a din, not in a kind of a, doesn't provide nemanos at the moment, again, without going to the Sugars and Gittin and Yevamos, but Biyado is a kind of factor, let's call it a bilus factor. I mean, this is something which isn't purely objective. This is something to which you have a special relationship. Biyado, because the fact is you could have affected it any way you wanted. So biyado means it's your domain. And in your domain, the rules of nemanos are like adam nemanol atzmo yosem minei ha'ish. Right? Might be for a different reason, but also maybe because it only affects him. But the point is, in your domain, your personal domain, the rules of edus and nemanos are different. That's the idea of Rabbeinu Tam. So for the biyado, doesn't have to be at the time of the Haggadah or the Sipur. As long as it was a davar shahaya biyada. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Well, Rabbeinu Baruch Nira, kivin rov mitzvin etz shchita mumchen hein, lo b'inan trey, afagav dischazak isura. Katzarti is the quote of really of Rabbeinu Baruch. Rav Yoh also has an expansion of this idea. Maybe as we go forward, we'll see some other, we'll get to the Sugya and Daf Tes, we'll speak about it more. But it's important already to know, on that base, this is a very, very important issue, about Shechita in general, and it comes up specifically with regard to Nashim and Ketanim. What about the problem of Eidecha Neman Bisur? Now, the last suggestion that he makes is very important. It's the one that the Arz Arur rejected. Namely, that it's based on Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein. Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein determines that you don't need Eidecha Neman Bisur. If you needed Eidecha Neman Bisurin, it would be a problem of Ischazak Isura. But we don't need it. That rove is so strong. Again, the Arzarua's argument was that that rove will help you if you know that if you did a bedika on the bus. But without a bedika on the bus, the question is, did he know Ilchas Shechita? Did you need two roves, as it were? But if you don't have two roves, then rove mitzvin etz shechita mumchen hein alone will not help you for the basar. It won't remove the need for nemanos. And according to other Rishonim, that's not true. So we get to rove mitzvin etz shechita mumchen hein, which shouldn't be too long from now. We'll discuss this issue more fully. Again, another approach may be that the Cheskas Iser here is not the regular Cheskas Iser. And that in two senses. Number one, what I said before, what its role is in Eidecha Neman Bisurin. And number two, we already noted that there's a problem with the Cheskas Iser of Shechita, of Behema. Namely, the problem of Ein Machzikin Me'isel Iser. We discussed that earlier in the year, right? Namely, the discussion of Rashi and Tosus in Shavuos Daf Chav Daled, and Rashi and Tosus here in the second first paragraph of Chulin. Namely, what happens? Ein machzikin me'isel iser from the veil from Avram and Achai, right to Nevela, assuming that there's no iser asei of ena shchuta, or that doesn't count. That also may be an issue. And then, of course, the other one that I mentioned, which is our Rishon Muhol, that l'halacha, Eidecha Neman Bisurim does apply even connected to Chazak Isurim. There was a question. Yeah, Michael.
Is it also possible to say that now that Rome Mitzvah Nechitzel Ho'adah Mumpenhein is separate from another Mumpenhein, that it actually overrides the problem of Chazak Isurim and rehabilitates another Mumpenhein?
Maybe. I hear what you're saying. I mean, the fact, it may not be enough alone, but it would counter the, I guess it depends what that problem is. If the problem of the Chazak Isur is that you need Eidus Alamaisa, and therefore it's Eidus and not Nemanus, then I don't really see that, because Eidachot is not an aid, according to that perspective. If, I guess it's a question of, what you know, it's not enough to overcome, Eidachot is Neman, has Nemanus, but you know, the Nemanus that you require to overcome a Chazkas Isur is greater. So then if you want to say, well, but there's also a Rov here, and that Rov at least partially assists the, or neutralizes the Ischazak Isura, I think that would help. That's, the Rov isn't going to neutralize the Ischazak Isura if Ischazak Isura determines that we're dealing with a Maisa, not identification. It's not going to help for that. But if it's a factor which therefore requires quantitatively more Nemanus or Birur, then I hear what you're saying. That I think it's very possible. Yeah?
Just in terms of our survey of those who believe that it's a self-based on Nemanus, I'm just saying that Rabbeinu Baruch is the one who, the Mordechai quotes earlier on, as the one who quotes Mel Dan and Ramachli, who as
all the people things.
It could be that the whole idea of Hilf Tzitzra, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, is the idea of the Rosarua, that the two rows is not enough. That Baruch said that one row is not enough. Rabbeinu Baruch said that one row is enough. Uh-huh. Is enough to.
I have to look again. You know, the best place to look for that would just be in the, I think, in the earlier sources of Ashkenaz, which is the Rav Yom. So if I get a chance, I'll try to look at that, but I hear. Okay, so just to sum up, we compared it to Katan and to general problem of Gadol, which, again, this uses as an excuse to bring in those issues too, right at the outset. And there's a range of issues in that problem. More specifically, there's a problem of Katan and of Nashim, and this could be a possible approach to Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. I said the Yavetz, like in the other two answers that he gives, doesn't go all the way with it, but one could go all the way with it in light of the connection to the Ran and his comments as well. Getting back to the Tzar idea for the moment, let me get back to that just to finish up this. The other approach is the one that I had suggested for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which is, let me mention two other approaches very quickly. One is the one that that Michael Sinneman is not here, but he brought to my attention a while ago, and that is, I found it subsequently, as I mentioned, in the Maariv Chayis, and that is that, you know, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is about Zrizus. And in that we're machalik between Kadshim and Chulin. That's not particularly exciting, but Maariv Chayis makes such a suggestion. In other words, Nashim work in Kadshim because the context of, just like we find that, you know, that Kohanim are Zrizim b'Mikdash, so we actually can allow more in the context of Kadshim. What I was suggesting is something quite different. It's in that direction, but a totally different idea, and that is that basically we take Shechita from the world of Kadshim. We've tried to, the whole Akadama was to show that idea in different forms. That's why the history is important, that's why what happens in Kadshim is important, etc. So the point is that in Kadshim, that may end up diluting, we still have to speak about that part of it, we spoke a little bit about it, but we still have to speak about the Sakin, Shal Shechita, whether it needs to be a Klisharis, and the Din of Shechita of Ksheira Bizar, and whether that's even Lechatchila, which we've touched on today in the Yavetz. Still have to speak about it, but maybe what happens is that we're borrowing something from the world of Kadshim, and that aspect, that dimension for the world of Kachim is also getting diluted as a result or in order to be shared with the world of Chulin. So the point may be, especially if you hold like that view, the one that I think Willie had mentioned to me, and I mentioned the last day of Shir before the break, that what was it, Veshava Kohen or whatever, is that what it's called? Veshava Kohen? That in the Midbar, when there was an Issur Basar Nechira, And the, according to the Rambam, the only Shechita was Shechita's Kadshim, so maybe Dafka required a Kohen. And that's a radical idea, but it's one that highlights the point. So the point may be that if this is really what's happening, so in the context of Kadshim, you're going to get the dilution, but Dafka, in the context of Chulin, Shechita is going to be upgraded for its you know, for its stature and its standards as much as possible. And therefore, again, like some of these other, the spiritual and, you know, religious conditions, Arum and Bracha, And again, the other Pigul things on the Mordechai, if you don't think it's too much, they establish that the Nashim are excluded as well. So again, the Yavetz almost says this. He says, oh, it'll be good, according to the Mandamar, that in Kodshim, you'd prefer to have a Kohen. But then somebody asked me, you know, yesterday, right, and it was Eitan, or who asked? Somebody said, well, so then, you know, why not demand a Kohen, Lechatchila, and Chulin as well? Right? So what I was trying to say, the answer to that was, that this might be something having to do with Nashim in particular. So I want to do a zero in on that point. Tosis has a line here at the end of the Tosis that Gabi Kachem Itzrich Lemiste Nashim Shim Debshar Avodos Nashim Psulos Afilu Kohanos, which is true, of course. I mean, that the Sugyan Zvachin Laman Aleph on Beis is that Shechita works for Isha and Eved and Tamei, but nothing else. The other Avodos, of course, even if you're talking about a Kohenes, it doesn't work. So the question is why? So as I alluded to the other day, this seems to be open to discussion. The Gemara in Zvachim, when it talks about the difference between Shechita and Kabbalah, and Avdal and Amaralev, the Gemara says what? Janky? Saw it?
What's wrong with Avdal?
Yeah.
It says that it makes a hackish between.
The question is whether you can learn the din of Lishma from one avoda to another. The Gemara says, can you learn, if you know Kabbalah, will you be able to learn Shechita from there? So the Gemara says, Mala Kabbalah, Shekem Psula Bizar V'Isha.
And the
Shidduk Abetzes takes out the word V'Isha. So are Zar and Isha two different dinim? Or not? That seems to be the debate between the Girsa, the printed Girsa of the Gemara in Zvachim, affirmed here, by the way, in the Zindel Urban edition as well, and the Shita Mekubetzes. And this seems to be a debate between the Rambam and the Chinuch, at least as the Minchas Chinuch understands it, because the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Parak Tes, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam Zar Shavim Mikdash Avodasa Psula V'Chayim Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim Shenemar V'Zar HaKarev Yumas V'Pi HaShmu Olam Do Ein Chiyuv Ze'al LaKarev LaVoda Hechen Hizir V'Zar Lo Yikrav Alechem Ezu Zar Kol She'enu Mizera Aron HaZacharim Kol she'enu mizera Aaron har zecharim, she'nemar v'archu b'nei Aaron, v'iktiru b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. So in this halacha, both in the definition, b'nei Aaron ha zecharim, and in the limud that follows it, v'lo b'nos Aaron, this is a din of zar. So the Rambam understood that nashim are b'chlal zar. L'inyan avoda. And undoubtedly, that's also why, I'm not sure who first made this diuk, but definitely Melville or his children, or in their Shiurim on Zvachim, I think they definitely also mention it. Halacha Tezvav, when the Rambam quotes the psulim, Nimsu kol psulim avoda shmoneh esrei ve'elohim, 18 psulim. What are they? Ovad avoda zara zar, balmum arel tamei tvolyom chusik yipurim onen shikur chusik begadim yater begadim prum begadim. Parua Rosh, Lo Racha, Tzedayim Raglayim, Yoshev, Mishesh Bein Raglo Bein Arts of Rachotzeit, Mishesh Biado, Bein Yado Bein Aklid of Rachotzeit, Misham and the Smolo, Koyle Psuma Avoda, Vim Avdo Chilo, Chutz Mipura Rosh, Kuru Begadim, Vashokh Levar Azaro, Vashogeg Shem Avdo Avodasa Ksheir. So what's missing on the list? Nashim. Well, I mean, it counts a quite range of psulim. He does not only count, I mean, the Perek Tesalach Aleph is a Zar, but as any, not only is it a different type of psulim, they have Nafkamina, as he himself says, that Perua Rosh, Karua Begadim, and Shochet Lavan, and they're really different. I mean, Chatzitzas, and they're Psulei Gabra, they're Psulei Maisa, they're, you know, how you have to hold it, and where you have to stand, and small, and, I mean, there's quite a range. So, and we know that he does exclude Nashim, and he does so in the same halakha as Zar, and he defines Zar in a way that includes Nashim. So I think it seems very clear in the Rambam, Pinchas Chinuch points to this as well, but he notes that the Chinuch in Siman Shin Tzadi, when he defines Zar, he doesn't have this whole second half. He just says, Eina Min HaKohanim. Doesn't say anything about Hazachari. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the Psul Nashim, Bnei Aaron V'lo Bnos Aaron, is a Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh. They're also Nafkamina, in other words. It isn't an Iser Lav. It's a Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh, Bnei Aaron V'lo Bnos Aaron, even though it is Mechalel, the Kodshim, right? But nonetheless, it is not Zar. Some Achronim bring the Raya, another Rav used to bring this Raya too, from the Sugyan Kiddushin. The Sugyan Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, so the Gemara there has separately mudim for all sorts of different avodos. Why not just say, right, that Isha is a Zar, she's Mufka Mikol Avodos. Instead, each avoda, Bnei Aaron, Lobnosar, Bnei Aaron, Lobnosar, not only that, but you have Smicha and Tnufa, which aren't Psule Zar at all, and even then we have Bnei Aaron, Lobnosar. So, number one, we have separately mudim for avodos that are psulos bizarre. And number two, we have psule nashim, even where there don't seem to be psule zar. So that sugya would seem to work better for the Sefer HaChinuch, that we're dealing with two different, and with the Girsa of Argamar, that we're dealing with two different psulim, not that zar and, not that zar incorporates isha. The Rav thought, however, that isn't a raya mukhrachas, at least the one time I heard him speak about it. He thought that maybe he posed. Let me step back. He posed the following question. So the fact is, I mean, how can you say that Isha is a czar? I mean, there is a status of Kohenes, Linyan, Kodshe Gvulin. What?
Pigeon Aben
is a big issue, right? So in certain halachos, the status of Kohenes does exist. Actually, that in itself is interesting. Tosis in Ksuba stuff, in Bava Beis, talks about the impact of Erisin on Yetziam or Rishus Habal. So Tosis says, so the Gemara there says that if there's Erisin, says Nafka Mirshus Habal L'inyan Hafaris Nadarim. Tosis says L'inyan Hafaris Nadarim. Hachanami have a month to the Meimar, L'inyan Achilas Truma Nafka Mirshusa. Dimbas Koi L'Yisraelhi. Eno chelas betruma once she's ureses. That's Tosis. Could have said that too. So in the Likutei Agriz, so he has a little piece on this. He says this Tosis is tamua because it sounds like Tosis thinks that a bas kohen eats truma when she's in her father's home, betoras bas kohen, and therefore when she leaves her father's home and she becomes ureses. She's no longer Bas Kohen. It's like Hafaris Nadarim. He loses control over her. She loses her right to Truma. But he says, Papashas, that's not correct. Because even if she was a Yesoma, she would eat Truma. She eats Truma because she's a Kohenes, not because she's a Bas Kohen. It has nothing to do with, of course, once she becomes married to Yisrael, so then she loses her rights to eat Truma. But it's not because she's Yotzam or Shesavia. It's because the Nisuin, or the Erisin, as the case may be, and it's a discussion in its own right, is Mafkia her schus and truma, or her kedusha la truma, whatever the case may be. It could be that Tosas things are too dinin. Namely, she would eat Betoras Kohenes, and she would also eat Betoras Bas Kohen. Maybe that's what Tosas has in mind. But either way, the point is, getting back to the Rav's idea for a moment, Linyan Pidgin Aben, we have such a discussion, Linyan Achilas Truma, there's a concept of Kohenes. She's not a czar. So maybe the idea is, I'm sorry?
Maybe the Rambam only meant, circumscribed Zaras. He never meant universalized Zaras. He just meant Zaras.
For sure, but the question is what it is. So maybe the idea is that it begins, what the Rambam thought, that it begins with Bnei Aaron and Lebnos Aaron. If she's excluded from certain prominent, as you could say, she's a Kohenes L'chol Advarim, she's never a Zar, that's what the Chinuch says, and she's excluded always because of Bnei Aaron and Lebnos Aaron. Or you might say that the fact that she's excluded from Bnei Aaron, below Bnos Aaron, these are either giluyim of the din zarus b'kohenes, or the other way to say it would be, she becomes a Zar by virtue of being a Kohenes, and this is what I understood that he said. I'm projecting my own idea here, but I think this is what he meant. Because she's a Kohenes and she's excluded, so that makes her into a Zar. It's such an artificial or unnatural state that triggers the status of Zar. In a way, Rav again highlighted it by saying, what about Parua Rosh? They can say Parua Rosh because he's Mufka from certain things, so he becomes a Zar while he's a Parua Rosh? Certainly not. Why? I would say because, you know, that's clearly a side issue. But there's no reason for a Kohenes to be excluded from these Avodos. And therefore her exclusion either reflects or creates the status of Zar. So that would explain why Bnei Aharon v'lo Bnos Aharon are required for each individual Avoda, even though it really is a din of Zar according to the Rabbah, in any case. In any case, what emerges from the... Let me just take two other points very quickly. The Shittu Kibetz and Krisus, again, the Acharonim found this, but the Shittu Kibetz and Krisus of Gimel and Aleph has a discussion regarding Shchutei Chutz. What about Nashim, not in Shchita, because she's Ksheira in the Shchita, so it's not an issue. What about Nashim in Halo'os Chutz? Would that be Shchutei Chutz or not? Interesting question, right? We just don't know, and what would be for a Zar? Let's say a Zar was involved in Halo'as Chutz. Would that be Shkutei Chutz? Shittu Kibetz in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf, they found this also in the Akron, seems to say that a Zar does not have Halo'as Chutz, but there are other evidence that he does. But the point would be, if you could find a discrepancy, Zar, no Shkutei Chutz, not Shkutei, Halo'as Chutz. Isha, yes, that would work better according to the Chinuch, but it's a problem of Bnei Aharon v'lo Bnos Aharon. If indeed Isha becomes a Zar l'inyan Dvar Meilu, so then of course whatever you say about one, you have to say about the other. Anyway, getting back to our point, and then I'll take the questions, and then we'll stop for today. Basically. Whether there's a special din zar for Isha, despite the fact that she's a Kohenes, possibly Linyan Pidgin Aben, definitely Linyan Truma, and so on. Or it's a special hafka of Bnei Aharon v'lo Bnos Aharon. Either way, the point may be that this is particularly relevant when it comes to Shchitas Chulin, according to Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's a hafka either way, whether it's the expansion of Zarus, despite Kohenes, L'inyan Avoda, specifically, accenting the Avoda part of it. Or it's a special hafka in its own right, but either way, what this might establish is that when you're trying to build up the Kodshim part, you can downplay the Shchita part of your Kodshim, but you need to play up the kodshim / shchita part of your chulin, and that would be possibly a reason why dafka nashim and not zarim zacharim would be excluded from shchita. Okay, so much for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, I should make it clear. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, most people think is not so authoritative. The Rosh says he's not allowed Bar Samcha, so it's not that we spent a day and a half, you know, trying to justify Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and we've used this obviously as an opportunity to speak about some other issues, the issues of Nemanus and Minui and Srara, and again the Kodshim parts of Shchita the Chulin, as well as you know, the general issue of Enech and Ambisur and so on. So much for that. Now let's move on. Not now, but Thursday when we pick up, so we'll move on to the next year. Speak a little about Katan and Tosis, and then especially about the issue of Tmura and the Darim. I'd like to get that in on Thursday if possible. Okay, there's a question before we stop? Yeah.
Based on the Rav's explanation, the virtue of the fact that she has the need of the North Aron, that's what makes it desire for God, is that not only by a Kohen, it's not regular, and not sure what's
Right, so what I'm saying is it's even Bidos Aharon.
We're saying that the fact that she is Bidos Aharon and still can't do Kachim, that's what makes her into a Zahar.
But it's the fact that she's benos, not that it's benos haro. Right. It's that women are excluded from avoda b'mikdash. And since that's true, even the avoda which is kosher bizar, there would be a particular exclusion for nashim. Let me just highlight it one other way, just before I forget. It's not so, but some of the, again, if you look at the shiurim of the griz on zvachim or some of the children, Beryl. So they discuss this Tosefta also. This Tosefta, but then in the end they realize, according to the Girsa, that we have a Tosefta, it's not a riot. But it's just interesting to raise the point. Was there some question in Abama? In Abama, there's no requirement of Kohen. Right? What about, is there some need to have a extra Ribui to be Marbe, Isha to be Makriv, in Abama, even if a Zar is fine? That might be another... Nafkamina, whether it's a din of zar or it's a psul in its own right. But again, what it would show is that it has to do not only with bedos aron, because obviously they didn't have mind. So it turns out the raya doesn't pan out so much. But it doesn't have to do with bedos aron, it's the bedos part of the bedos aron. Okay. Stop.
Could it be that what Rabbi was just saying about how the